We're back on Fred Nats on Deck, Luke Westpoli with first-year manager of the Fred Nats, Chris O'Neill. Chris, road trip number two for us, getting set for game three between you guys and the Salem Ridgejacks. But just flashing back a little bit to this past week, obviously a difficult end to that series the last time you guys were on the road in Hill City, but you followed up going 5-1. Then on a smaller scale to start this series, tough one obviously on Tuesday, but on the quick turnaround, you got out a win yesterday. So just what have you liked about your team's approach mentally coming off some difficult results to bounce back?
Yeah, I think it's just that they're not really letting the results dictate how they show up to the ballpark. We've talked since day one about a consistency in how we're going to go about our business and be professional and not letting the results deliver a reaction. You know, this is about what we can do, what we can control, and staying focused on our process and body of work pregame, and just not letting results dictate, how we're going to do things. I've said it again since day one that we're going to enjoy this, we're going to have fun, and, you know, despite some results, you know, particularly on Tuesday, it just doesn't change things. We're going to enjoy the moment, and guys deserve that from our staff and how we go about it.
You told these guys on day one, their job is to try to get out of here as quick as possible, sure. Right? And so for you, just what's the satisfaction like when you get those first couple promotions with Ronnie Cruz and Isaac Lyon getting up to high A?
It was really cool. It was really special. And I was really thankful that we were able to do it with the entire group on Sunday. And just being able to see the joy in each individual player that got promoted and Isaac and Ronnie. But then I thought what was even cooler was the reaction from the teammates and seeing those guys, you know, achieve the goal of earning a promotion, and those guys certainly did. And, you know, that was a part of the promotion experience that I wanted everyone to share in. And those guys, they took and ran with it. And I was really thankful that we all got to do it together.
You don't even end up losing out on much speed with Ronnie going up because you add Jordan Williams to this team, right? You guys have been running a ton to start this year. So just what's it like managing a team where really, you know, 1-9 on any given night, pretty much everybody in the lineup can steal bases?
It's a lot of fun. It's a part of the offense that, has really clicked. And we talked early in spring training, whether, you know, it was with this group or a mix of this group, that we were beginning to form an identity, both individually and then as a team. And that's just come to fruition even more, that, you know, it's a part of being a weapon for the group. And I love just how it pairs with our ability to hit doubles, hit home runs, and speed up the other team. So to see it come to light in between the lines has been a lot of fun.
Obviously a lot of big prospects on this team, like we've talked about, garnering some headlines. But to see a guy like Jack Mirochnik, who's got the longest hit streak right now in the Carolina League, he gets you the clutch hit yesterday that ends up winning the game. What's it like to see some of those guys really flourish to start the year?
Yeah, I think top prospect or you know, wherever your stance is, these guys, they just go about their business so consistently. And I think a big part of how we have done things has been, treating guys with the respect that they deserve because they're all professionals working with guys no matter who they are. So anybody that has any sort of success, no matter what their status is, I think that's important to us. For Jack specifically, I've been really excited about the body of work that he put in from Hill City to now and the trust that he has shown in our hitting coaches, Jake Shiner and Isaac Kim, and the thoughts that they have had. I think it's been a really big help to him, but at the end of the day, it is his, you know, it's his choice that makes the difference in wanting to be a really good player, and I'm just excited about the trajectory that he's on.
Last time we talked, you said one of your favorite parts about the early portion of the season was all that you've learned from Luke and Luis and Jake and Isaac. So having said that, with some coaches on the younger side, what's it been like to have a guy like Dave Joust around this club over the last week that, you know, probably knows more about baseball than anybody in this entire, you know, stadium combined, it feels like. So what's it been like? You know, I know the guys have loved it, but just for you to kind of stand around him and get to see him work this past week.
Yeah, and I wouldn't count Anthony Ray out there either. I've learned a lot from him too. But having Jousy around, it was incredible. I loved being around him in spring training and picking his brain, asking him questions. And it would be foolish of me not to to lean on him. It'd be foolish for all of us as a staff not to lean on him with his experience, his knowledge, his thoughts, his ideas, what he sees and how he sees the game. It was really beneficial for all of us for him to be here. And he is such a calming presence as well. And that's something that I really appreciate when somebody can come in and share, you know, their ideas, but do it in a way that, you know, is really much so for our development as coaches. And so I that's something that I probably appreciate the most about him. But it was fantastic having him here, and I'm excited for him to come back.
Obviously, development's a key part of what you guys are doing here, but you said you want to win, right? And sure. So just what's it like yesterday in a game that's tight the entire way? You've got Brian Olsen on the mound. He gives up the game-tying home run in the ninth, but not only gets you through that inning, comes back out for the 10th and delivers a clutch inning for you.
I think, you know, when the home run happened, I said to myself that was a gut punch that we needed. And then there is development, there is winning. I think those two things are related because I do believe in developing the competitive muscle, and we have that with the group. But with Brian specifically, there was never a doubt. You know, I looked at Anthony in the middle of the game in the 10th after they got to second and third and said, man, punch would be great right here. And there was just no doubt that Brian was going to get it done. And he's a total professional. He's, when you talk about the picture of consistency, he's it and has gone about his business in a way that, you know, I think if you're paying attention, a lot of guys can learn from him. So I was so proud of him, but there was never a doubt that he was going to get the job done.
Chris, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Luke.